The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today's gospel reading kind of gives us a formula for living our lives, especially in light of that new papal exhortation, Rejoice and Be Glad, that Pope Francis has written for the Easter season. And that, of course, is to keep our eyes as we kind of live in this world, keep our eyes focused on the signs. Don't focus on the bread, as it were, that perishes. And of course, the crowd, you know, comes up to Jesus, and Jesus says to them, first of all, they ask him, well, Rabbi, how did you come to be here? And Jesus says, you're not looking for me because you have seen signs. Now, that's code language in the Gospel of John to mean you've seen the miracles that I've worked, which you interpreted to be the sign of God the Father, God my Father, working through me. So you didn't come here because you saw me as the Son. You didn't come here because you even saw the miracles I worked and thought that the Father was working through me and has sent me. You're here because I gave you free bread a few days ago, and you'd like some more. Now, that's basically saying, you know, this is a little bit disingenuous. But of course, Jesus being genuine, he's being gentle. And what he's saying to them is, okay, here's how to live your life. Live your life, you know, as we kind of move along, even in the midst of tragedy, even in the midst of the things that we sometimes just don't understand, even in the midst when we're having the worst day of our lives, keep your eyes focused on the signs. Keep your eyes focused on the little moments of peace that should never be in a particular situation, but just is, right? But keep your eyes focused on the little miracles, the little non-coincidences that are just extraordinarily, you know, kind of new doors opening when other doors have slammed, or just plain new doors opening that are just leading into something new and beneficent and wonderful, particularly for our salvation. Keep your eyes focused on the little miracles, the little dimensions of peace that shouldn't be there, the little new friendships and acts of love that you never anticipated that are just suddenly there, the little acts of reconciliation with somebody you never anticipated, the little moments in which you just have inspiration beyond anything you could have ever anticipated. All these signs are of the Holy Spirit of Jesus working in you, working through you, and working around you in his grand conspiracy of divine providence. And of course, if we keep our eyes focused on the signs, if we see what a remarkable life we're living, if we see that, you know, honestly, I really don't deserve to be here. Honestly, I didn't deserve to get out of that fix that just happened. Honestly, you know, this whole new thing is coming together in, you know, ways I never expected, and it's going to be a much better deal than I ever thought, you know. What is the natural word? If you see the sign, what's the natural word that's going to come out of your mouth? Thank you to God. And in that moment of thanksgiving, we already have faith in God. Because when we see the signs, we believe. And when we believe, we thank the Lord. And when we thank the Lord, we follow the Lord and follow the Lord's words ever more deeply. And that's the whole Gospel of John, honestly, in a nutshell. Follow the signs. Look at them. Don't look at just the earthly bread. I mean, okay, look at it for 2.5 seconds. But in the meantime, though, see the sign beyond the earthly bread. Because, of course, a lot of the time, it's like, hey, you know, God rescued me from a financial thing. That's earthly bread. You mean I shouldn't notice it? Yes. Notice that you got out of the financial bind. But notice the sign of God's providence working through you and through others around you that got you out of the bind. And when you see the sign, do the next thing that, you know, comes in mind. Believe that you're loved and guided by God. That's the whole idea of belief and faith in John's gospel. And when you have that belief and faith, thank the Lord. And when you thank the Lord, follow him. For you will thank him again and again until we together arrive in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.